KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, 22 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. A wind chill warning is currently in effect until noon on Tuesday for most of the KJAN listing area. For the far west and southwest counties, that wind chill warning is in effect until noon today. That includes Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. And then later on this evening, they'll have a wind chill advisory in effect until 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Exposed skin can freeze in as little as 10 minutes. You can also get hypothermia if you're outside and even freeze to death if you're not precautions are not taken. Now, because of the extreme cold temperatures this morning, we do have at least three churches that have canceled their morning mass for today. There will be no 8:30 a.m. mass at St. Mary's in Oneida. The mass at St. Joseph's in Erling was canceled for today as well. And the 9 a.m. Mass at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan has been canceled for today. Also, the first day hikes that the DNR had planned, those have been canceled for today as well due to the extreme cold. If you missed any of those, we will repeat them, but you can also find them on the cancellations page at kjan.com. In the news, two men from Missouri were arrested in Fremont County late Sunday night. Sheriff Kevin Acerup reports a Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a vehicle on Interstate 29 southbound near mile marker 5. During the stop, 21-year-old Elijah Pate and 19-year-old Aaron Moore, both of Excelsior Springs, Missouri, were found to be in possession of a controlled substance, prescription medication, and drug paraphernalia. A juvenile female was also taken into custody and later released to her parents. Both Pate and Moore were being held in the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where Pate's bond was set at $1,300 and Moore was being held on a $1,000 bond. Fremont County Sheriff's deputies were assisted during their investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. A call about a vehicle parked on Highway 59 near 310th Street in Fremont County earlier this morning resulted in the arrest of 37-year-old Matthew Wayne Phillips of Hamburg. Sheriff Kevin Acerup says Phillips was taken into custody for OWI second offense. He was brought to the Fremont County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. One person was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and another was arrested following a rollover accident early Sunday morning. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is a passenger in a 2006 Chevy Cobalt. 28-year-old Kyle Wayne Pack of Red Oak, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle, which trapped him underneath when it rolled. The driver, 37-year-old David Daniel Wells of Red Oak, who was wearing a seatbelt, was not hurt. He managed to free Pack and place him back in the car before running to a nearby home to call for help. The accident happened around 4:50 a.m. as the car was traveling east on 210th Street, about 1/2 mile west of Avenue G near Red Oak. The car went out of control and rolled into the south ditch, coming to rest upright. Pack was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Wells was taken into custody for driving while suspended with 15 withdrawals in effect. The accident remains under investigation. Officials say the car the men were in sustained $4,500 damage. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reported over the weekend that around 12:30 a.m. Sunday, 30-year-old Sean Franklin Riazzi of Grant was arrested. Riazzi was taken into custody at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for disorderly conduct, a simple misdemeanor. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. And Red Oak Police report officers arrested 47-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak for violation of a no-contact order and 48-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins of Red Oak for aiding and abetting in violation of a no-contact order. Both subjects were transported to the Montgomery County Jail where they were being held without bond. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, a Nebraska man suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the thigh during a carjacking incident early Saturday morning in a parking lot of a Council Bluffs casino. Council Bluffs police say officers were called to the Horseshoe Casino at around 4:43 a.m. for a report of a male party lying in the parking lot who had been shot. It was discovered the 53-year-old male from Elkhorn, Nebraska, had been the victim of a robbery carjacking in the parking lot. The unidentified man was shot by a suspect as the victim attempted to flee on foot from the vehicle. The suspect fled from the scene in the victim's vehicle, which was a gray 2006 Ford F-150 Super Crew. The victim was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. His vehicle was recovered later by Omaha police in the area of the 2000 block of South 45th Street. Authorities say it had been burned. The case is currently part of an active investigation being conducted by Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division and the Omaha Fire Department. If you're in that area and have any information about the incident, you're urged to contact officials at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 7867. In our funeral announcements this morning, Charles D. Charlie Madsen, age 69, of Crescent, died Thursday at the Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Charlie Madsen will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home and Crematory is in charge of the arrangements. Darren John Town, age 47, of Hancock, died December 23rd. Funeral services for Darren Town will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Robert Bob Grasty, age 88, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bob Grasty will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Teresa Cardell, age 53, of Avoca, died December 25th. Funeral services for Teresa Cardell will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the AHSTW School in Avoca. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Anton Tony Peterson, age 94, of Anita, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Tony Peterson will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Tim Thompson, age 58, of Mount Pleasant and formerly of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Mount Pleasant. Funeral services for Tim Thompson will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Gregory Wallace, age 39, of Urbandale and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Gregory Wallace will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Charlotte Benton, age 74, of Cumberland, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Charlotte Benton will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building with a luncheon to immediately follow. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. And William Bill Dimmig, age 78, of Atlantic, died December 24th in Omaha. Cremation has taken place and a massive Christian burial for Bill Dimmig will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this morning by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.